BNZ, making business happen on News Talk ZB.
Yes, it is now 3:20 and welcome to Budget 2018 here on News Talk ZB. We're now joined by a couple of economists with their point of view and their analysis of the budget. First, Dr. Eric Crampton from the New Zealand Initiative. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
And we're also joined by Dr. Ganesh Nana from Burl. Hello, Ganesh. How are you today?
Good, thanks. Kia ora.
All right. So I'll start with you, Eric. What did you make of the budget?
Well, it was largely as expected. Economic growth was stronger than I had been expecting they were forecasting. So a lot of the increase in spending there is coming out of increased expectations around economic growth. Some of this we might have forecast out of some of the numbers that had come out over the last couple of weeks in the increased tax take. That Treasury is now forecasting that out for the next 5 years gives the government about another $1 billion a year more to play with than it had been forecasting. It's kind of fun that some of that's coming on the back of Treasury now expecting net migration not to drop quite as much as they'd previously thought. So because we haven't scared quite as many migrants away, we're going to have a little bit more money for labor to play with, and that's to the good. There's a few risks that are still in there, though. If the budget does, if economic growth does not continue as expected, and there's some revenue risk there. There's also a lot of risk in some budget items that aren't really there yet. So contingencies that perhaps haven't been made. There's a bunch of pay equity claims that haven't all the way rolled through yet. There'll be some contingency for that in operational lines that are kind of buried in there because they don't want people to very quickly figure out what their envelope is for those claims. But there's risk that it could go above those. There's also a new Canterbury Earthquakes Insurance Tribunal to resolve unsettled claims, but I don't see any evidence of a funding line to provide additional compensation if the tribunal ends up finding that EQC actually did owe people a lot more money than it had previously expected. Added in on the side of this, Treasury is getting about $1.6, $1.7 billion a year in tobacco excise. With the legalization of vaping now, there's easily potential for losing $500 million of that per year by about 2022.
So those are the fiscal holes that Stephen Joyce kind of warned about, you know, the operational things that, you know, they're spending on the want-to-haves as opposed to making sure they have lines for the need-to-haves.
Well, it'll be a different calculation than anybody would have been making last year during the election because economic growth is so much stronger than would have then been forecast.
Dr. Eric Crampton, I thank you so very much. Ganesh Nana, I will